Pressures on populations in the Horn of Africa and in Syria and Palestine have led to tragic refugee deaths at sea this month in the Mediterranean. Hundreds attempting to escape their nations in overcrowded ships, foundering in the seas around Malta on their way to Italy. Here's Maltese Colonel Mario Spiteri.
People are drowning. People, I mean, it's all, darkness is setting in. So to us, life takes priority. So we just pluck them in out of the water and ensure their safety on board. And my life, 27 years, I've never seen anything like this before.
The governor of Sicily has declared a state of emergency. Melissa Fleming is spokeswoman at the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Melissa, welcome.
Nice to be here.
How often has the Mediterranean been a pathway to escape from places like Somalia and Eritrea?
Well, for some, it is actually the only route to escape and to arrive in safety in Europe. And that's the problem, because it's very often a death trap. The only way for these people to have transport is on rickety boats manned by ruthless smugglers that often end up sinking. So it's not the best route for people escaping war and violence and persecution.
What is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees' role in protecting, say, the 350 Eritreans who died within sight of the Italian island of Lampedusa this month?
Well, in this case, it is the role of search and rescue crews. And in this case, what happened, there was a sudden fire on the boat. And the rescue attempts were courageous, and they did what they could. The problem is, when you have that many people crowded onto a boat and it sinks so fast and people crammed into the under cabins, they just drown. And it's very difficult to find. They're not obviously not informing in advance of their route.
So the 300 migrants who were rescued this week, is that something that we're to chalk up to luck, pure miracle, or is the Italian Navy really getting more focused on this exodus?
There was a terrible tragedy on Friday night, and one could look at it as a rescue. 200 people were rescued, but it's estimated that there could have been at least 500 on board, and these are people fleeing from Syria. And the tragic thing is that up to about 250 are probably still missing, feared drowned. And even more tragic is when Syrians flee, they flee as families. So there were 100 kids on board and only 20 were rescued.
What are the hazards in making this passage from a place like Syria?
Well, mostly they travel to, in this case, Libya. Syrians are also taking off from Egypt. They pay smugglers large sums of money. The problem is that the boats are not seaworthy. We've heard stories of people, you know, starving to death or dying of thirst or being just given a GPS and saying that's the direction of Italy and having no crew on board.
What would you say the Italians' role here has been? A responsible one, an aggressive enough one?
The Italians have done what they can. I mean, they have definitely welcomed anyone who lands, and they've rescued anyone who has gotten a signal to them in time. It's a big burden for one country. The problem is the borders of Europe right now, the land borders are closed. The sea borders are sometimes the only way for people to seek asylum.
Can the United Nations do anything to intervene in the smuggling business, take it over, overwhelm it in some way?
Well, this is something probably for international police action. And this is not a UN function, but what we can do is step up information efforts so that people at their port of departure are much better aware of the risks that they're taking, that they're risking their lives. But of course, when those people are rescued, they shouldn't be turned back. They need to be brought to a place of safety where they can seek asylum and have a safe haven.
Speaking to us from Geneva, Melissa Fleming is spokeswoman at the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.